for many years in ISKCON, the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, there was a divisive debate on whether or not devotees in female bodies should initiate or not. Well, the debate is more or less over now. It's a great victory for those who believe in gender equality and Vaishnav society, who wish to promote women's rights, that it's actually happened, it's become a reality, it's become a fact. Practically the main argument in favor of this move is that we have to keep pace with contemporary society. In the big world around us, women have the rights and the opportunity and the empowerment to do whatever men can do. And if we don't do that in our Vaishnav society, no one will take us seriously. We won't be able to preach in the West, this is the argument, unless women are allowed to occupy the highest position or have the highest role that is accorded to men also. People think we're outdated, we're outmoded, we're living in an unjust past. People won't be able to relate with us, they'll be against us just because we don't accord the same roles to men as women. However, those who feel like this in secular society, and no doubt it is the way the world is going, especially in the Western world, they will be able to see if simply some token is given to women's entitlement. In other words, if there's only one woman guru and there are so many more men, they're going to say, hey, look, this isn't fair. You're still a very biased society. They'll want to see that there are as many women as men giving initiation, not only giving initiation in positions of leadership in our society, and then also see that for women at the present time, according to the GBC rules, there are so many more strictures for them to initiate than for men. So we can expect that this granting of one devotee who's in a woman's body the permission to initiate, it's just the beginning. It will be seen, unless and until there are equal rights in all respects for men and women, that we are simply discriminating wrongly. Why are there extra rules? Why are there not enough women? Women should be represented equally, at least equally, at all levels of the society. Otherwise, we can't be in line with contemporary society. We won't be accepted by the present savvy generation who are much more enlightened than people in the past were. Of course, when we're talking about equality for all people without discrimination, the next question is going to arise, well, where are your gay gurus? Where are your transgender gurus? That's going to be the next push. They should also be empowered. Why discriminate against them? So we can expect that within Vaishnav society. That will be the next great push, that we have gay and transgender devotees in all levels up to and including guru. Why should there be any discrimination against them just on the basis of their sexual preferences? Why any discrimination? Yeah. There's a lot more needed to get Vaishnava society in line with contemporary society, which is, of course, the main goal of our society, is to be in line with contemporary society. It's been seen in secular institutions and in religious institutions that once they embrace the concept of gender equality, men and women there should be no discrimination between them, that the next thing is gay rights. So we can expect that. There's no reason why that this ideology, which has captured the minds and the institutions of the Western world, there's no reason that if we follow that, that we shouldn't follow it to its natural conclusion that not only women, but gays and transgender should have all rights without any discrimination against them, so that we can expect soon within Vaishnava society a great push for the rights of gays and transgenders, and probably within a decade, maybe much sooner, we'll also have gay gurus, transgender gurus, and affirmative action. The very fact that they are gay and transgender will become a particular qualification for them to be appointed in the highest posts. Of course, in Vaishnava society, we're not supposed to be interested in high posts. We're supposed to be interested in becoming the servant of the servant of the servant. But realistically speaking, unless and until ISKCON shows full gender equality, it cannot be said to be part of the modern world, which is our main aim. And don't forget, we're going to have to work on those books, which are full of so many sexist statements and bigoted statements, racist statements. We're going to have to edit a lot of stuff out of the books also. Otherwise, how are we going to be able to preach the message, the Vedic message, the message of Srila Prabhupada, unless we bring his statements in line with what people at the present time are able to understand and accept? So, it's a great victory for the forces of gender equality. It's only the beginning. There's more coming.